Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott, and this is Elcott. The next step, that is our exclamatory inflammatory. We've had people who've asked us, what is the outburst or the expression of joyful emptiness that occurs there in the open to our lecture? We call that the inflammatory exclamatory, whereby we extol and celebrate how empty we are from one ear to the other. That does not mean we're brainless. We're simply saying that from this ear through the skull to the other ear, there's a joyful void that is filled with nothing but or whatever that week's exclamatory inflammatory would be. We are joined this evening by Overlord Bats Fitzsimmons. Bats, good to see you.
Nice to see you, Ed.
And of course, an overlord, as is Bats, must be addressed as overlord. I am a priesterly, so that is not necessary for my elevation at this level. Correct, Bats?
Well, you didn't call me overlord, Jesus.
Okay, I didn't call you overlord, so...
Okay, that'd be a good point. I didn't blah 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 blah, so I got leveled. This is Elcott. The next step. I am Dr. Ed Elcott, and when I've been leveled,
I lose control of the face, just from the top of my head to the chin, and all muscles in between. It isn't that I'm simply babbling nonsense. I'm speaking very intelligently, but incoherently due to level six by not addressing an overlord as overlord. What I meant to say, overlord, Bats, is that I am not addressed by my rank.
No, you're not, because no one really cares, Ed, about you.
No one cares about me. Okay, and that is what we certainly strive for in Elcott, the next step, the lack of ego, or egolessness. That is egolessness, and then multiply that by two and parade it. That's what we call sharing our thoughts. Parade it from the waist down, wearing nothing, and proud. That's called sharing thoughts. When we talk about going from the waist down with nothing on, you hear this referenced an awful lot in Elcott, the next step. That simply means that we are showing the world, quote, what we got.
Well, I don't know what's wrong with you, but that...
I'm sorry, I choked.
Okay, I'm telling you, I apologize for that. We are showing that...
Keep going.
Okay, we are showing what we do got. So when we don't have the clothes on from the waist down...
You laughing?
I'm certainly not laughing.
Lapping?
Lapping. I'm not lapping. I'm going to talk like an idiot for another couple of minutes.
What?
So what I'm saying here in Elcott, the next step, is this is what we call parading or sharing thoughts, when we parade it and there ain't nothing down there but the air. Okay? That's what we mean by parade it.
And, okay, now I have retained and have obtained the elocution and the obviousness with which I need to pursue my goal, and that is communicating to you this morning, Elcott. The next step. Thank you, Overlord Bats Fitzsimmons, for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
There's so much to talk about. One of the letters that we did receive not too long ago, I suppose it was in the week following the initial statement, was more curiosity about what happened to our induction arch in Ventura, California in 1993. Quite simply, it burned to the ground. The fire department at that time, Ventura County Fire Department, refused to, I will say this, I know it is controversial, but they refused to dispatch a hook and ladder or fire engine to the facility, even though there was no one in it at the time, because they didn't feel it was, quote, worthy of saving, given what they called, and I am quoting directly, the weird asses that go in and out of there each and every day. As insulting and as hurtful as that is, I must quote it directly. Yes, the fire was initiated by what someone told me, and I have no reason to doubt this, Overlord Betts.
Yeah, it's all true.
It was a hot crack pipe that was being used by members of our initiate and overlay, that is the mass of clergy. Someone had, and I'm looking here at the news report, someone had blasted up or fired up a bump. I don't understand. Nonetheless, that's what happened. A hot crack pipe burned, as they say, burned that mother down. That is from the Elcadia. In our big thick one, when we talk about burning that mother down, we're talking about eradicating past life and freeing new life. That is, opening up the tent and letting everyone in to one sleeping bag. That's called our joyful intent, or what we would refer to as the elevation of the soul, the mind, and the jettisoning of ego.
Elcott, the next step. You have taken a step, but not the next step. The next step is Elcott's. We're happy to have you this Sunday morning and each and every Sunday morning at the world-famous Phil Henry Show website for lectures from the esteemed Dr. Ed Elcott. August 1st, he goes overlord.
Thank you, and it is a very exciting event we look forward to. Gloria Grover, that is Elcott. Well, okay, all right.
You keep doing it, Ed. You never get it right. No one understands you.
I got the title because I'm a member here. I've been my husband.
What Ed's trying to say is he didn't address me properly as an overlord. He said Gloria Grover, which is my gross base. It is what is called the pigsty of the mind. That is one's birth name. We call that a pigsty. And you crawl from the pigsty into the cleanness of your overlord name. My overlord name is Overlord Shuggy or Overlord Huggy Buggy.
That is correct. And I apologize, Overlord Shuggy. Overlord Shuggy and I are to be betrothed. We have certainly enjoyed the blend. We're looking for El Succulente, which is full combination. But on August the 1st, and this will be following...
The Succulente is simply a formality. We are, for all intents and purposes, what you call married, ladies and gentlemen. Ed and I are locked in eternal joy and egolessness. My son Larry still lives with me. That is unfortunate because Larry does hear.
Well, yes, Larry hears us in intimate moments. And
in fact, can we get Larry?
Well, I don't know if it's a...
Don't ever tell me you don't know. You know, get him.
I'm an overlord.
I've been an overlord longer than you, Bats. Get him.
Hi, Mother.
Larry, I'm sorry to have to call you here up to the Redeemery. Where were you?
I was just down. I was doing an oil change on the car.
You're in the parking lot here?
Yes, I drove you here.
Oh, that's right. So you drove me here and you're working on the car.
I'm doing an oil change, yeah.
Well, Larry, thank you for joining us. And we are here to ask you some questions about what life will be like with me in the house.
Well...
Don't, Larry, try to be respectful.
No, it's just that every time I try to go somewhere with Mother, I look down, I have my Nilla wafers.
Oh, this is, here we go again with this.
Nilla wafers, what's that?
Overlord Bats, let me handle it. You have your Nilla wafers?
Yeah, I have my Nilla wafers and I have my, I have my milk. And then I'll suddenly hear the door slam and I look up and there's a guy sliding into the, I don't know.
Well, it was volunteered by Overlord Shuggy, your mother, that when you get home at night from whatever it is you do and...
Dr. Elcott, don't worry about it, okay?
Well, because you're not in Elcott the next step, we cannot have you leveled.
You got that right.
So I have to sit here and take it from this...
Be careful, Ed. That's my son. He may be an imbecile, and in fact he is. He's very, very short, real good brain quality. He's got brains, but the quality of the brains he has... It's almost like, here, do you want this piece of meat? It's been sitting out all day. Or would you like something that's freshly cut? Larry's brain is like the meat that's been sitting out all day.
Thank you very much for that, Mother. I really appreciate it.
Now, Larry, if you start to cry, things will begin to happen that you have no conception of.
Oh, my ass.
Larry.
Well, I know he can't be leveled.
He can't be leveled.
All I'm saying is, when I get home at night after a long day...
A long day of doing what, Larry?
Yeah, doing what?
That's none of your business. I have a long day, and I do things that I want to do. And I get her... Here's what... Ladies and gentlemen, pardon me for being graphic. Here's what I hear when I get home.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, oh. How dare you, Larry?
Well, that's what I hear, Mother. You and Dr. Elcott, morning, noon, and night.
Larry, I have great affection for your mother.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll bet you do. Great affection for my mother. And the one day that I did walk in on them... There he was. She was on her hands and knees.
We don't need to hear this. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not in Elcott the next step. I can say what I want. She was on... My mother was on her hands and knees.
That's right.
Yes, I was, Larry. And I was whooping like an Indian squaw.
God, that's racist.
Oh, no, it...
Larry, your mother was enjoying my attentions.
Yeah, Ed. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Well, it happens to be a fact. And it, I'm sorry that it offended you, Larry.
I'm going to be coming home every night from now on hearing this.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Would you please stop that?
Larry.
Dr. Elcott's laughing. Overlord.
You know, he's right. You are laughing, Ed.
No, I had a... It was a small... you...
You know, that was an unnecessary leveling.
That's my call.
I didn't mean to be disrespectful.
No one understood. It sounds like you said you didn't mean to be a speckled pickle.
Okay. Never mind.
Oh. He was about to say, fuck you.
Yeah, I know that.
But he didn't.
No, but the mere thought of it.
Oh, you kidding me, man? I didn't know everything wrong. I didn't know anything wrong.
Dr. Elcott, when are you going to give up this asinine pursuit and become a man and go out and get a job?
Because I am being elevated to overlord status.
Oh, my ass.
Overlord status on August the 1st. Suck on that, Larry.
That's right, Larry. What have you ever achieved in your life, huh? My God, you had Marcy and the girls, and you drove them out of the house because you wanted to watch CNN. You wanted to watch CNN rather than make love to your wife.
Bullshit.
Oh!
Larry, I will not have you speak to your mother that way. Overlord Shuggy does not deserve it.
Oh, Overlord Shuggy.
This is Elcott the Next Step, learning egoless living. Becoming one with a grander purpose. That's what Elcott the Next Step is about, and that's what you're listening to on this beautiful Sunday morning. Please join us by sending us a self-addressed stamped envelope to Elcott, the Next Step, Wampaw, New York, and ask us, would you like to be a part of the initiate novitiate training? Ask us how that, quote, is done. Or if you'd like to, say, I done need to ask it. Either way, we'll accept your interrogative, is the word. And I,
Gotta level you, Mr. Announcer.
Okay, fine, level me, you weird ass.
Oh, you called me a weird ass.
I thought you'd disagree. I thought you'd disagree.
That's nice.
This is Elcott the Next Step. We're talking with Gloria Grover and Larry Grover. Now, my elevation, and of course here at Elcott the Next Step, the Redeemery and the Recreamery, located in Ventura, California, which is where we are today, we've sort of shifted to the West Coast from Wampaw briefly. There's a great many things for you to learn as a part of Elcott the Next Step, to become a novitiate and initiate. And it is also exciting to know
that the larger celebration and grandiosity that is am and our life, me, Ed Elcott, being elevated to overlord status, Boogie One.
Boogie One, all hail, Boogie One.
Now, I'm not being leveled, we're simply pushing the leveling button. And we push the leveling button to let all know, friend and foe alike, quote, we not playing. And now we commence the boogie.
Boogie.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much, Overlord Shuggy.
My pleasure, Ed.
What the hell are you...
Excuse me, Larry, you got something you want to say?
No, I don't have anything.
This is Elcott. The next step.
Boogie.